One of President Bush's most controversial appeals court nominees testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Professor Michael McConnell is a longtime and vociferous critic of abortion rights, but today he told the committee that Roe v. Wade is now settled law. His nomination is being opposed by a coalition of abortion rights, civil liberties, and consumer groups. But as NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, his testimony today seemed likely to guarantee Senate confirmation.
Michael McConnell is one of the nation's most influential and respected conservative legal scholars. A professor at the University of Utah Law School, he's written 50 articles in leading law journals and argued 11 cases before the Supreme Court, winning 9 of them. He's been a leading proponent of allowing government aid to religious schools and allowing greater state accommodation of religion. He's also been a fierce critic of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that effectively legalized abortion, and a critic of some of the court's most important civil rights cases, among them the Bob Jones decision, in which the court said that the government was entitled to deny tax-exempt status to racially discriminatory religious schools. McConnell said the decision was an egregious example of the court's failure to protect religious freedom. Although opposition to McConnell has focused on his support for a conservative social agenda, he's received extraordinary support from not just conservatives in academia, but liberals too. 300 law professors, including many self-identified Democrats and liberals, signed a letter to the Judiciary Committee supporting his nomination. And as Republican Senator Orrin Hatch put it today, when was the last time 300 law professors agreed on anything? Before the committee today, McConnell needed no help from GOP senators. His testimony was a tour de force in which he tried to reconcile what he characterized as some of his own provocative academic views with what his job would be as a judge. The hearing focused mainly on his often expressed views on abortion as immoral and his opposition to legal decisions supporting abortion rights. Democrat Patrick Leahy led off the questioning.
Do you believe there is a federal constitutional right to privacy?
Senator, the Supreme Court has said so. I have been, in an academic capacity, a critic of the line of reasoning that led to that. That is now, I think, settled constitutional law, and I have no hesitation in enforcing it as such.
Republican Senator Arlen Specter pressed McConnell further on abortion, noting that the nominee had said very recently that Roe v. Wade was without justification in the Constitution. Regardless of that, said McConnell today, he was bound by what the law now is.
But I pledge to respect, enforce fairly with the absolutely the least humanly possible influence for my own personal views, I will enforce the law. I will do it fairly. I will do it even-handedly.
What you have said about the Supreme Court's decision in Roe versus Wade is that the justices did not follow the rule of law. They followed their own personal views. Isn't that the long and short of your analysis of Roe versus Wade?
Yes, Senator. Nonetheless, this is an issue that is settled. It is as thoroughly settled as any issue in current constitutional law.
New York Senator Charles Schumer, the author of the Freedom of Access to Clinics law, known as FACE, pressed McConnell about his opposition to the law. McConnell said he had indeed testified against it, but
the committee cured the constitutional defects that I identified.
So you believe FACE is constitutional now, as written?
I do.
Schumer pressed McConnell further on an article the nominee wrote about a federal judge in New York who'd acquitted 2 men of illegally obstructing an abortion clinic in violation of a court order. McConnell wrote that the 2 men were clearly guilty and that the acquittal was clearly improper, but that he admired the judge for his courage. In the article, McConnell also suggested that a suspended sentence or a $50 fine would have been the appropriate punishment. But Senator Schumer said that the Access to Clinics law had been passed precisely because such slaps on the wrist had not worked and that repeat offenders had succeeded in closing down most abortion clinics.
They'd pay their fine and go back and stand in front of the clinic again. And they'd pay their fine and go back and stand in front of the clinic again. And they'd pay their fine and then go back and stand. They were taking the law into their own hands in a peaceful way, but a very serious way, that led us to write the law. Mm-hmm. That is why the FACE law mandated not $50 fine. There had been this history at this clinic, Tell me what you would do there.
I do believe that in the case of protests, political protests, that we want that a judicial system ought to be as lenient as possible, but a gradation of sanctions is obviously appropriate if it's necessary in order to protect other people's rights.
By day's end, the consensus in the hearing room seemed to be that McConnell would be approved, though with only weeks remaining before the congressional recess, his confirmation might not come until next year. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.